Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. As part of NHPR's A Matter of Degrees series on higher ed, we heard some advice to high school graduates from David McCullough Jr.
None of you is special. You're not exceptional.
My guest, the writer, journalist, and college professor George Saunders, also made a short speech at a graduation ceremony that quickly went viral. He was speaking to the class of 2013 at Syracuse University, where he teaches. Seems to be a new phenomenon in commencement addresses. They've become sort of like TED Talks, passed around and commented upon. They become comics, and in the case of George Saunders, a short film.
What I regret most in my life are failures of kindness. Those moments when another human being was there in front of me, suffering, and I responded sensibly, reservedly, mildly. Or to look at it from the other end of the telescope, who in your life do you remember most fondly, with the most undeniable feelings of warmth? Those who were kindest to you, I bet. But kindness, it turns out, is hard. It starts out all rainbows and puppy dogs and expands to include, well, everything.
That's from an animated film adapted from George Saunders' graduation speech, which is now also a book called Congratulations, by the way, subtitled Some Thoughts on Kindness. And George Saunders, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk about one of those regrets that you mentioned in your speech, the girl from the seventh grade?
Sure. Well, you know what I found is when you're doing this kind of speech, you want to pick the least egregious regret that you have. You know, so this one was a girl in middle school, basically, who came to our town. And she wasn't exactly bullied, but she was sort of teased a little bit and kind of, you know, she was kind of this embodiment of what we'd read about in our religious classes, a person who is in need. And but at the same time, one, not having exactly the courage to do it, you know, that feeling that if you go to save a drowning person, you might get pulled under, which in middle school is especially acute. So, I mean, I suppose like most people, I just kind of turned the other way, basically. And then she left town, you know. So this speech that I gave at Syracuse, originally I gave it in 2004 at our daughter's middle school graduation. So in that case, it was sort of like a link to the middle school years, you know, but that, among many other kind of failures of kindness, still kind of resonate with me. And as I'm getting older, they seem to kind of loom larger.
The softer advice in your message was for graduates to try and be kinder. Kids going into the world, you know, panic and fear about finding a job, paying back massive loans in many cases, or fulfilling parental expectations when they paid for tuition. You know, the perception is that there's very little room for considering kindness.
I would say flip it around the other way. Now I had a small dose of this when I was when I went to Asia and worked in the oil business. Well, I got sick, quit that job, came home, and at that time the oil market went into this bust cycle where there were no jobs, and I kind of messed around until my degree was sort of not really valid anymore. You know, a couple years later, but at the same time, a lot of kids that I'd gone to school with who had gotten really wonderful engineering jobs, and their whole focus was to be successful and to get the best job, you know. Well, in that bus cycle, suddenly they were out doing whatever, you know. So to me, it seems like I totally sympathize with this generation. And I mean, we have daughters who are in their 20s, and you can just feel the way that they've been kind of, in a way, set up. Because on one hand, as kids, they were told that anything was possible. And then the financial thing happened, and we're like, oh, actually, almost nothing is possible. Mm-hmm. And that's a really cruel double whammy. But I would say in the long view, you know, in the long view, to get your and it's hard to say this because you feel like you're preaching, and I don't mean to sound that way, but to get one's spiritual house in order is going to be sound thinking no matter what weather you find yourself in. I mean, God knows you could get yourself in a position of such wonderful, godlike prosperity that you could turn into a horrible person if your focus wasn't in the right place. Mm. And certainly, you know, I've been in that situation of not working and trying to sort of scrambling around the basement of American capitalism, trying to make things work out. That can be a soul killer, too. Mm-hmm. So I think what I was trying to say in my allotted 8 minutes was, regardless of the weather at the moment, healthy spiritual interest is an incredible coat for any kind of situation you get into. You know? And it was 8 minutes, so it was sort of a tough gig, you know.
We're talking with the writer George Saunders about his new book based on a 2013 commencement address to graduates at Syracuse University. It is called Congratulations, by the way, Some Thoughts on Kindness. Well, I'm not sure that I could hear, as a graduate from college, your message in the same way that I can appreciate its wisdom today. And who is it for? Is it the graduates or the big audience on YouTube?
Honestly, it was kind of a, it was the last thing I had to do last spring before I got to go back to writing. So, and I'd been asked by my dean to do it. So I just, okay, I'll do it. And then didn't really know that it would get out into the world. I mean, I guess you always sort of hope it will, but I didn't, and the day I gave it, it wasn't really any big deal. It was just sort of, yeah, good. Okay, now go have your summer. So, but I think probably, yeah, I mean, I don't even remember who gave the speech when I was in college,
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. Some admiral gave the speech when I was in college. I don't remember much of what he said. And I actually read something when I was looking up something about graduation speeches. Gary Trudeau, the Doonesbury comic guy,
yeah.
Gary Trudeau. So he gave an address in the middle of the 80s and said, the chief function of the graduation speaker has always been to prevent graduating seniors from being released into the real world before they've been properly sedated.
I think that's totally true. And, when you're given this was actually a convocation speech for the College of Arts and Science. So the big speech was the next day by I don't know who it was. But, when you're doing a speech like that, you are taking into consideration the two-thirds of the audience that is parents and grandparents mm-hmm. and squalling infants, So
yeah, there was a squalling infant in the film that I remember of your speech, actually.
Yeah, there was also, it's a pretty tough gig, but for a story writer, it's great because it means you don't have time to prove anything. You don't really even have time to give examples. You're sort of just exhorting in a certain way. And I guess my thought was, if there's some kid out there who has already had those thoughts, then that's a sort of an endorsement. In teaching writing, that's really the way it always works anyway, is the student has already come to a realization 85%.
Mm-hmm.
And just to hear the voice of quote-unquote authority say, suddenly then it goes to 99% and they can execute it. So I don't have any illusions about it, sort of having that big of an effect. But, I guess, it was just nice. It was nice. Sometimes it's nice to say the things that you really believe mm-hmm. and to get out onto the sort of limit of sort of corniness. I'm used to writing proper essays where you have to prove it. Mm-hmm. And here there wasn't really time, and there are so many wonderful books that prove it. The David Foster Wallace speech, This is Water, is a really wonderful mm-hmm. kind of 25-minute in his typically, brilliant way, a brilliant piece of rhetoric demonstrating this idea or a similar idea about one's mind, where one's mind should be in the world and so on. So, it's been funny to see that this thing keeps having a life after that afternoon.
Right. People all over the world have watched it, talked about it, passed it on. It was made into the short film that we played a clip of. And now this book. But what was it like for you, George Saunders? I mean, do you feel like you have diminished in any way some of that regret that's been knocking around since seventh grade when you wanted to be nicer?
What has happened is I think I've given it a lot more thought. In other words, like this notion of what is kindness in the first place, and which I don't take up in the speech, but kind of like, well, okay, so if my goal is to become a kinder person, first of all, I have to define what that means. And that turns out to be a fairly big fish, to say, well, kindness is not just being sweet. It's not just being acquiescent, not just being nice. Maybe it has to do with being helpful to people around you. That's a good one. But then when you start thinking about that, even that can get to be a pretty deep well. So I found it more frustrating as I get older that I am not in full control of myself, that I can get irritable or that I can a day can go by in which I wasn't actually really there, that kind of thing. And it's almost like, when you're carrying a pile of papers and one of them falls off and you bend to get it and another one falls off and then pretty soon the whole pile of papers is on the ground blowing across the yard. It feels that way to me that at this point, being so convinced that this is the main thing we should be thinking about, it kind of peeves me that I can't get better at it. And I think at 55, I've just realized that this problem, which is actually about kind of getting the ego in check, is really a huge, intractable, lifelong problem. And I started late, So it's a little like you said, I'll just roll this boulder off this mountain. I'll get started, when I'm 55. And you realize it's actually the the primary problem, and it's really stubborn.
I hope the graduates can hear it.
Yeah. But they're also nice anyway. You know, before I gave the speech, right before I was going to launch in on this tirade about kindness, a girl passed out in the crowd, and it was amazing to see every kid around her just leapt in and helped, you know, grabbed her, held up her head. Some of them were very smart to get out of the way so the paramedics could get in. And I thought, oh, my God, maybe I don't have to give this speech after all. I mean, this is a pretty natural human, you know, human tendency. So I'm getting out of the kindness business after this one. Going back to my armed robbery group.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it.
George Saunders MacArthur Fellow, winner of the Penn Malamud Award and the Story Prize. His new book is called Congratulations, by the way, Some Thoughts on Kindness. It's a slim little volume with a big message. You can find more on the book and a link to watch the short film and the speech it was based on at wordofmouthradio.org.